We back one more again. I Hate the Homies podcast. Rock Teezy is who I beezy.
Episode Deuce Deuce is the first homie, your boy Griff, and I hate the homies.
And it's your boy Super Dave, but guess what?
We don't care.
Is it Deuce Deuce already, though?
Deuce Deuce, homie. We grown.
22, is that Emmitt Smith? Who else wore the number 22?
Man. I'm thinking basketball.
Andrew Toney with the Philadelphia 76ers?
That's very good.
Yes, sir. I had to go back.
That's very good,
and
dog.
Andrew Wiggins, 22? Golden State?
Might be. I can't even promise you that. Don't get me lying.
It is
what's
what it
happening
is
on this episode, homie.
We're going to recap football, man. Of course, we're going to talk about the college shaking up. A couple games. I don't know if you want to call them upsets, but some teams that probably should have won, didn't win. College football, NFL recap. Then we're going to get into Russell Wilson and Sierra. Some people, the world is divided that Sierra is showing too much skin out
too
there.
Much.
Or she just being sexy like she always is. And everybody got their own opinions or whatever. Dan Snyder. Oh, the Washington Commanders owner.
Rat.
He's saying, if I go down, everybody going down. So let's get ready, man. Then we got the Golden State Warriors just signed two big extensions, and their names are not Steph Curry or Klay Thompson or Draymond Green.
One of them got a shiner and some money.
Stay tuned. Wake Dugger. Let's go.
You done messed up, A-A-Ron.
Yeah, huh? I've been geeking for this broadcast. Got me in my bag, cause all they do is talk a lot of trash. Wait until I see them face to face off of this podcast. What you gotta say now? Check the facts, don't have a wrong stat. Rock T, he a genius as a sport, make Ricky smile, boy. Super Davey Holly come up short on like it's Cowboys. Always controversial, Griff call up plays, no rehearsal. Got me talking all in circles. Ah, I hate the homies. And Griff be laughing like it's funny. But they never bet no money. They my mans, but they throw me. Ah, I hate the homies.
All right, so let's get into this college football, Griff. You know, let's just jump right into Tennessee, Alabama.
Okay, so first of all, Tennessee has the fourth biggest stadium in the country. It's loud in there, and they're good. They haven't been this good for a long time. They have been, and I was talking to some real Alabama fans, and Alabama been so used to beating them up 15 years in a row that, you know, the shock and amazement, but you can't go. But Knoxville ain't never, I mean, come on, y'all. The last 6.5 years, they've been sorry.
Yeah.
So I was excited, and we said, watch the Tennessee game.
That was the big one, but I think the most concerning thing, and I'm an Alabama fan, but I think the most concerning thing when you talk about Nick Saban, his teams have always been disciplined. They had 17, not 15, which they had in the Texas game,
yeah.
17 penalties.
He was mad about
and
that.
And they were making some dumb mistakes out there. This is one of, and you don't want to call a team dumb, but when you go through what Nick has gone through winning championships, those teams look real smart compared to this team.
It costs
you
later.
You don't put up 49 points and lose, but your defense gave up 52 points. It couldn't make the play at the end to give you a win. And they had a chance with a field goal, too. Special teams failed them in all kind of ways. I mean,
well, let's say how horrible that defense was on both sides, 52-49.
It's on both sides, but you expect a lot from Alabama.
Absolutely.
That's the first time they gave up over 52 points since 1907.
Is that what they said?
Yes.
So where does this put Tennessee? Now that they beat Alabama, there's still plenty of season left, but does this mean Tennessee is a better team than Alabama?
No.
Now, over the weekend, they won the game.
Yeah,
so is that a better
say,
team?
What you talking about? They are a damn straight the better team.
Absolutely.
Than Alabama.
So why are you saying no?
If they played two or three times, Alabama win, because you got to also beat them where? In Alabama. They played well. I'm not taking anything away from Tennessee because I said it was going to be a scary game. I still thought Alabama was going to pull it out, and they still had a chance to pull it out. But it's still a lot of question marks about Alabama. But Tennessee, their defense wasn't great, so it's nothing to write home about, and they still got to play Georgia. So we'll find out what Tennessee is all about.
Not only that, they got to play Kentucky on October 29th. They definitely got to play Georgia on the 5th.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Missouri ain't no punk, and they will sneak up on you. So they got to play Georgia November 5th.
I think we found out that Tennessee's for real in this Alabama game.
That's all. That's all they need.
They were 5-0, so now everybody was saying, okay, now we really about to find out who they are, and we just found out they for real.
But you give up 207 yards. Is it Hyatt? Yes.
Yeah.
Tennessee wide receiver Hyatt, 207, and you don't make any adjustments. If you Nick Saban, my defensive coordinator wouldn't make it through the rest of the season because that is embarrassing. You draw all kind of coverage to that side. You don't give up 207 to one guy, and they were all on big plays, not simple plays, big plays down the field.
It's only four teams at 7-0 in the country: Georgia, Michigan, Clemson.
You can't wait to get that Michigan
and Ole Miss. Yeah. Well, I'm mad because, I'm happy for Tennessee and way to beat David and Goliath and blah, blah, blah. But why they jump above us? I thought it would be Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Tennessee, Clemson. We still number four. I mean, we went up one.
Because they don't respect y'all. Like,
First of all, you was yipping and yapping how Penn State was going to do something.
Sure
they
was.
Got lifted.
Oh, you showing sure us.
They got lifted, homie.
Hold on, Griff. Let's let the little man talk about that Penn State Michigan situation. Go ahead. You can go first.
I didn't know Michigan was going to run the ball for 418 yards.
Yeah, exactly.
But hold on. Don't sit up here and try to put everything all on me. I make predictions and I live and stand by them.
And that one was wrong.
I don't care if it's one. What you going to do? Kill me?
No,
hell
it's
no.
2-1, dog. We Michigan fans. We just need you to respect.
Who's crying because you're still in the same spot? Who's crying?
No, we actually went up one. I just thought we would be
okay, now Tennessee
three.
Is above y'all, right?
Yes.
Because they beat who? Alabama.
But we are 7-0 and Tennessee is 6-0. I'm like, prediction people or ranking people.
Quit
like,
crying. It will matter when the BCS starts. Don't worry about it.
Ain't nobody crying, bro. But listen, bro, at the end of the day, what Michigan did to Penn State, it wasn't like they went and played Tupelo, Mississippi Junior College.
That was important, dog.
This was a blowout to Penn State.
Number 10
who
in the
a
country,
lot of people
dog.
Like yourself thought that they was going to beat Michigan. So because of that victory and how they won, they should be easy in the top three.
I just made a prediction. I don't like Penn State. I just don't like Michigan.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like the guys, only because
we like them.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about TCU and them Horned Frogs who y'all better start paying attention to them boys.
Listen, keep on playing.
That's what y'all better be worried about. They might push y'all out of the top five as far as playing for a BCS championship.
Now,
you know what?
Slow down.
You know what?
you're not going to say that. TCU plays,
I cannot disagree with that. Okay. TCU is for real, dog.
Like, that's a real team.
Come on, dog. They got some grown men out there.
On special
funky
teams,
time.
On defense, and on offense. Y'all, big question mark is, if y'all can't run the ball, I'm talking about Michigan, if you can't run the ball, you put it at quarterback's hand, can he win you big games?
Well, here's the problem with TCU. They still got to play Kansas State, who ain't sorry. West Virginia could sneak up on them. Texas Tech ain't no slouch. And then they got Texas November 12th. They got a lot of people to play. We not tripping off. What they would want to do is win the Big 12. Don't worry about trying to get in the top five and the top three. I love everything that TCU doing. I love their giant quarterback. I love their coaching over there. I love that school is getting some real love. That's the excitement of college football to me. Teams like TCU, teams like Ole Miss. How long has the coach from Ole Miss been trying to do something with some program? And now he has a program. Ole Miss ain't been that sweet since Peyton Manning was there.
But again, with Ole Miss, it won't matter until they beat Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Still in the mix. Still in the mix at the end of the day.
That was a tough loss, dog. You still talking about
Alabama.
It wasn't a tough loss. It's a loss.
Alabama.
Did they lose last year to Texas A&M? And were they still playing for a national championship in the end? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Alabama's one of them schools and teams that they're going to have to lose twice to be kicked out of the college football conversation.
I mean, we know, but it just feels good.
It is what it is.
Michigan lose once, and they'll be out the picture.
That's it.
Thank you. That's respect.
That's it. I mean,
because they have no respect.
Good.
Especially not for me.
Good.
So
and I'm sure Michigan is sitting around saying, I wonder what Super Day is.
They are.
But I know who, I wonder today what Super Day feels about us.
I know who probably is out of the college football conversation playoffs right about now. USC, because they lost. They just blew it.
First of all, I watched that too.
That was a good game.
That was a good game. First of all, that quarterback for Utah?
Come on, dog.
His perseverance is special.
Yes, sir.
His perseverance is special.
For both sides.
And I know. I was about to say the defense. So let me tell you what was Utah was hyped up. Two players had died, and they had those two players' faces airbrushed on their helmets, dog. You know what happens when you start doing it for somebody else, dog. And that's what they did. It was special, and USC had to recognize. But why ain't nobody talk about UCLA casually? UCLA just do-do-do-do-do-do. UCLA number 9, though they have to play USC.
Exactly. Right? USC going to win that game, though.
But so when does the BCS rankings come out? Week 9? So two more weeks, maybe?
A couple more weeks.
Okay, and then,
that would be the truth.
Right.
That
right now, the these top 10s and these top 15s, all of it could change because the poll people could say Alabama still number 2.
Exactly. It don't matter.
It don't even matter right now.
Is Clemson back?
No.
I said not.
I still need to see them play.
I like DJ. I like DJ.
He's okay. He's okay.
He's okay.
But
they're
the quarterback.
They're in where? They're in the ACC.
And the ACC is weak.
And I still don't believe.
Do you believe
in the ACC?
End the conversation.
I'm just making sure I ain't the only one. I ain't convinced all the way. They're going to be in the conversation.
I like Dabo. I do like Dabo.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the greatest. They're going to be in the conversation if they go undefeated, of course.
When you think of, it, you know, when you make that statement and Clemson fans are going to be listening, saying, are we 7-0, woo, woo, woo. But we're just talking about the dominance, like with the dominance we've seen when Deshaun Watson and the running back and the wide receivers and the cornerbacks and the free safety and the linebacker and all the defensive end going to the NFL. Like, I don't see.
But it's safe to say if Clemson run the table and they finish undefeated, they're going to be one of the 4 teams in the college football playoffs.
Almost have to do every single year.
But it's going to be tough, though. It's going to be tough for them.
Let's move over to the NFL, man. Which game you want to start with? You want to go with the big?
Well, the last episode, it was Monday. Right. I was in Kansas City.
Yes, sir.
I was going to the Chiefs Raider game.
Yes, sir.
And I was in, and this little fella just was like, nothing going to happen. I was giving these Chief fans the business. When it was 17-0,
yes, sir,
they was looking away from me. You understand me? 20-10 at the half. They couldn't say nothing to me. We was leading the whole game when that man, Josh McDaniels, went for 2 instead of kicking with 4:53 left. The whole stadium turned around just to me and said, why would he do that?
But why are we talking about last week? You're talking about your Raiders losing, right?
Well, we had an off week, and it was on my spirit.
And they still lost an off week.
I still lost an off week.
We had a bye, dog.
I was feeling the way, dog.
Chill, man. You had to get that out. I was like, why are we even talking about
this?
Kansas City.
I tried to save you last week.
You did.
Kansas City, dog. And Buffalo Bills, man. That game. Listen, it's if they played 10 games, it'd be 5-5.
It's definitely a shootout between those two, but it's weird to see. I mean, they're almost identical teams. It's crazy. Josh is just as amazing as Patrick. The running backs are the same. The wide receivers they're mirror images of each other. So, like you said, 10 games, 5-5, easy.
I think the biggest key, and it's like this in any game, when you get Josh Allen, you have the same identical numbers in this game with Josh and
Patrick. 9 yards or 7 yards.
But what's the difference? 2 turnovers. From Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
You just can't turn
one
the ball
in the end
over.
Zone.
And one in the end zone, and then one on that final drive. That's the ender right there.
That's the end. Yeah.
Josh Allen, and he didn't have to do it with his legs yesterday. He made plays with his legs, but they had somewhat of a running game.
Because he's leading his team in rushing.
I don't want to see my quarterback lead the team in rushing, but yesterday.
Singletary showed up like he was supposed to.
And that's what you're supposed to do. Take some of the pressure off the quarterback. You win those kind of games like that.
But see, if you got a quarterback like Josh. Listen, man, I get it. You want to protect your quarterback. You don't want him to get too many hits. I understand all that. But Josh is a man.
He's a grown man.
He different.
He's different, dog.
Players like
that. We ain't seen a white boy with that much heart.
Come on.
For a minute, dog. Brett Favre, he got a Brett Favre spirit, but way more athletic than Brett Favre.
He trucks linebackers, bro, not just the defensive backs.
I
don't have a problem with him going that extra mile to get the extra yards.
Overall, I would not like my quarterback to lead the team to rush it either.
We've seen that same thing with Dante Cole. I'm not saying I'm not comparing Dante Culpepper to Josh Allen. But he was a big guy. A big guy.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. Big guy. Exactly.
He wasn't that agile. Yeah.
He was a big guy. He could take on a hit. That's all I'm saying.
Cam Newton was a big guy and was crying every time he got hit.
Okay, but he was taking those hits. Josh Allen, I don't care who you are as quarterback, you can't keep taking those hits.
Oh, no.
Because how long do you want to have him as a quarterback?
I'm with you on that, but I'm just talking about as a coach, I ain't mad at it.
You said leave him alone?
I ain't mad at it.
If you feel like scrambling for 26.
If it was Doug Flutie, I'm like, chill, bro. Chill, bro. Hey, y'all, chill. Just throw it out of bounds, man.
Well, let's talk about, like my mama said, if you don't want to talk about the elephant in the room, let's talk about the elephant crap.
Let's go, man.
Dallas Cowboys.
I feel good because I said, go ahead.
You
go
did,
ahead.
Sir. Let me set up what I'm about to say.
Thank you.
I was in D.C. over the weekend, and all the Cowboy fans was disrespecting the Redskins, the Commanders, and they end up winning that night over the Bears. The Cowboys just yipping. And the Giants won, by the way, too. Giants 5-1.
That's amazing. Giants,
first of all, y'all had the worst division in the whole of NFL.
I told you last week.
Now y'all the best division.
I told you that.
And your boy Cooper Rush just fell apart. Your boy Cooper Rush looked like a fifth grader playing street ball with grown men. That's it. That's my comment.
Oh, no,
They never looked good. And I don't think, I don't think Dak could have saved them either. For reals.
Go ahead and go. You go first.
Well, no, you want to Cooper Rush. So I want you to go first because this is your mess.
Oh, no. You go first because I already know where you're going.
Okay. Cowboys is ranked what? Offensively. Last year, they were like in the top five.
Here we go. Living in the past, dying in
the
past.
No.
I'm talking about yesterday.
Listen. And then what did they end up with Cooper Rush? They won four games with Cooper Rush.
Yes, they did.
By running the ball and keeping it real simple for him. But they ended up like 27th overall offensively. You're not scoring enough points.
Yeah,
your defense can hold people. But eventually, when you play a good team and even a great team like Philly, you got to make plays down the field. And Cooper Rush never scored over 14 points. They never scored over 24 points. So you spotted them 20 points yesterday. All they had to do is get to 26 because you couldn't come back and win a football game. I know the Cowboys try to make a valid effort toward the end. But you're not going to make it with Cooper Rush. Some of the throws we saw yesterday on Sunday night with Cooper Rush, Dak makes those plys. He was throwing the ball behind those guys. He's been lucky over the last 4 weeks because he played teams like Cincinnati who were dropping interceptions.
Right.
Teams like the Giants who were dropping interceptions.
Right.
Teams like the Rams who were dropping interceptions. But what happened last night?
You had
guys making plays. Okay, then.
At the end of the day, I
told you this last week. I want my best against their best. And if Dak was ready and healthy, which he said he was, but they had a plan to play him against the Lions, which is an easy team to play against, you wait another week. But I want my best against Philadelphia. And we didn't see Cowboys' best against Philadelphia.
All right, so first of all, don't disrespect my Lions like that and call them easy. Okay?
Just like you. Easy.
So second of all, let's not get away from the conversation that we've been discussing over last week when we were talking about Cooper Rush or Dak Prescott. First of all, you was the one that always said Dak Prescott's going to play against Philly.
Exactly.
Dak Prescott's going to be in there against Philly. And
then
I was like, no, he's not.
Shoulders like he was.
Yeah, he get all buff up like we supposed to be bothered by that.
There you go.
You were saying Dak. And I was telling you, no, he's not. And if they decide to do that, that may not be smart, but he's not. The Cowboys are going to say that Dak Prescott is almost ready.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to, because that's going to be the excuse they used, because Cooper Rush has won four games in a row, regardless on how he won it. He was the starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys during a four-game winning streak.
Yep.
If you know anything about Jerry Jones, Mr. Cowboy fan, sir, or fake fan, whatever you are, you already know it ain't got nothing to do with money. It's all about winning.
Yep.
And if we're winning football games, he's going to do everything he possibly can to ride that out as long as he can. So now, we lost to the Cowboys lost to Philly. So guess who's going to be back in the starting lineup next week? Dak Prescott. He found out that whoever thought Cooper Rush was, that he is a solid backup.
Yes.
I said stay with Cooper Rush for the same reasons. If I'm the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, I'm like, hey, we done won four in a row, and everybody's hot. We got momentum. There's a thing called momentum.
It's so important.
It's very important. And your team is rallying around you as well. So I'm like, let's go ahead and go another week. I don't care if it's week to week. If you win another one, we're going to figure it out. We're going to stay with you until we lose or whatever. So that was my whole point. Now, did I pick the Cowboys to win the game? I sure did. I missed that one.
Did you?
Yeah, I did pick Cowboys to win that one.
He made a prediction.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, don't try to change what was said about Cooper Rush.
Right.
Because you're making it seem like that we said Cooper Rush is better than Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
All we were saying was.
Let that man play.
Let him play because he winning.
By saying that's what you're saying to me.
That is what you're saying.
That's what you're saying by saying you wanted Cooper Rush to continue to play because they were 4-0 with Cooper Rush. That right now, leave Dak on the shelf. Your better quarterback is not better than Cooper Rush at this particular time.
I like how you calm. I ain't even hearing you no more. Hey, I don't even know what you're saying. What did he just say?
Because I'm so calm now.
Move on to the next.
Because it's bull. You know it's crap.
There it goes.
You know it is.
What's crap?
Everything you're spilling out. You know what you said last week. We're sitting there fighting about what Cooper Rush was all about.
What did I say?
You did say Cooper Rush was a better quarterback. That's what you're saying about making a statement. But you want to see him play.
Griff, did I say that?
I would like. We need to start grabbing sound and footage from the podcast before because I don't remember him saying
that. This little boy over here, like.
You know what? You're the peanut gallery to him. That's fine.
First of all, you stop pointing at me.
Both of y'all. We can move some furniture up in this place.
For what? Because your Cowboys.
I could be Draymond Green in this place.
Draymond.
I could be Draymond.
Draymond.
And my mama ain't going to speak up for me. My mama ain't going to say,
Draymond,
push me first.
Tap your little high chair down, little big young man.
This was an awesome rap song for the grown people. Punks jump up to get beat down.
Super Dave is a kid that take his ball and run and go home.
No, he take his own ball, leave, and kick his ball over a roof.
Yeah, why not?
Man.
What's wrong with that?
So he don't want it. You can't have it.
Exactly.
Man.
I don't want nobody to have fun. Nobody.
Shut
and what's
up,
wrong
man.
With that?
Let's move on to the next one, man.
All
that doggone nonsense you talking.
Jeez.
Let's talk about Russell Wilson and his wife, Sierra.
Looks like Russell is not automatic, systematic, hypnotic, funky, fresh no more. That's all I'm saying. If my wife was out here showing side boob meat and chest and, I mean, and granted, first of all, I lived in Atlanta a long time. I know Sierra a long time since she started. Sierra always been fine. She probably 5'10 and a half with no shoes on. Very, very sexy. Then had 3 kids, still sexy. So are you a hater or are you just saying, yeah, I don't know, I wouldn't, but I would not like my wife to show side boob on social media. And that's real. That's keeping, she could be sexy and fine, but y'all don't need to know. Have some imagination.
So I'm pretty sure that her and Russell had a conversation.
Because she was like that before they met.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure she respects her husband to say, hey, do you have a problem with me putting images out this like this of myself onto the internet?
Agreed.
I don't know what kind of marriage they have, but I'm pretty sure
they've been cool.
They had that conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, so second, I'm with you, bro. I you know, my wife, that's my wife.
Right.
You know, I want to be the only one to see side boob.
Some things you don't need to know.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll be checking her when it's just be, where are you wearing that to?
it
just be me and her. Where are you wearing that out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm with you on that one, man. Like, listen, Sierra, she's doing amazing with her brand.
Absolutely.
She's taking her brand to a whole nother level even when she's not singing.
Absolutely.
You follow me? So I get why she's doing it.
How about do that after football season?
Yeah.
Before football season. So, I only got to be out here 16 weeks,
listen,
20 weeks.
I don't have a problem with her doing what she did. As long as Russell don't have a problem, I'm cool with it. I just wouldn't want my wife showing the side boob.
See, the problem with y'all both have right now, she's putting a distraction up in the air, trying to pull all our eyes on her and take it away from what's going on the football field with her husband.
How about
who's
that?
Not playing football right now? Who's not playing great football right now?
Man.
Who? Huh? Talk to me.
Man.
Talk to me.
Now, hold
it's
on
a
now.
Distraction.
Hold on.
It's a good one, though.
And it's a good one. We know we're going to all get hypnotized by that. We're going to be saying, Russell who? Russell,
right.
Russell Westbrook? And it's Russell Wilson.
That's I'm with you when you're right,
okay,
dog.
Then.
I'm with you.
That's what I'm saying. It's a distraction.
I mean,
that's
a good point.
Is.
That's a good point.
Because at the end of the day, I don't care.
But here's the deal. It can be a negative distraction, too, because some critics are saying because of this, it's bothering
exactly,
him,
yes.
Which is bothering his game.
Yes.
Which is why
I understand
that.
Guess
who else having a bothered game with wide problems? Football Jesus is going through the same thing.
Oh, Tom Brady.
It's not all. Let me tell you something. Any man with a girlfriend who live with him or a spouse, no. The house ain't cool to go to, dog. If it's funk at the crib.
Dog.
It ain't no fun going to the crib. So guess what that make you do? Stay out longer where you was. Stay in the gym. Practice more. Listen to the coach. Stay around. So Russell Wilson, who we all know, everybody listening to this podcast know, Russell Wilson has been fresh since he came out of college. When he left Wisconsin, he went to the other school, North Carolina State. He been a monster.
She made him soft.
This is the worst we've ever seen Russell Wilson. So we all just trying to give him some reason. Like Russell, this is what we all think. If Sierra wears a turtleneck next week, Russell gonna win tonight against the Chargers.
She made him soft. She did. She made him soft.
I don't know if she made him soft.
I mean, he was never the hardest guy. Little light-skinned dude with curly hair. Like, he ain't
the same
hard.
Dude.
Like, he...
Listen, man,
Russell.
Like I said at the beginning of the season, man, Russell Wilson is one of the best quarterbacks in the league still, but he's still on
future
his way down.
Famer.
But he's on his way down. I think he peaked.
Yeah. It is Denver gave him too much money for somebody his age.
It is what it is,
that's
man.
All.
Dan Snyder.
A snitch. He out here like the mafia.
You want to explain the story, my man?
So Dan Snyder, who, first of all, Dan Snyder got John Gruden fired. That's all I'm going to say.
Washington Commanders owner.
Dan Snyder is one of the most disrespectful, out loud coaches in the whole league. Dan Snyder said, I don't care. Well, he finally had to bow down to the Native Americans, but he had been saying for a decade, I don't care what they talk about. They ain't going to be the Redskins, and that's how it's going to be.
Right.
Like, he's just been real disrespectful. Well, now, everybody looking at Dan Snyder under a microscope, and before they could even look good, he knocked the Bunsen burner away and said, if anything happens to me, y'all going down with me.
He went Nino Brown, New Jack City. If I go down, take everybody down with me.
Everybody going down.
Was it Miss Hawkins? Miss Hawkins. He said, they can't F with me. That's what
right,
he said.
Right.
He said, they're running a mafia deal with the NFL, but no owner likes him. And he has one ally, which is Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones
love
him.
Love him.
Jerry
I don't
care.
Know about now, because now he's
right,
saying
Jerry
he put
Jones like to separate himself from
but
drama.
He said he's investigating the owners. But if you investigate Jerry, we know everything about Jerry. We've
right.
seen pictures and everything.
Jerry had a whole other side base.
Exactly. It's not a surprise to us.
Wow.
Jerry just wanted him out of the NFL. Dan Snyder is horrible.
He's too rogue. Number one, he doesn't respect his. I mean, you know, it's 32 old guys that are in charge of all these brothers. He's one that doesn't take care of his per se. You know, not making it sound mastery slavery, but he just isn't the owner that you want if you want to be a player that has a sustaining life in the NFL. Like, that's, I mean, think of all the people that came through Washington and that running back that was dressing up all crazy. What was it? Remember about a decade ago?
I know you're talking about.
He was dressing all crazy at the interviews in the end with big hats and glasses and, what is
man,
it?
Who
is? You know I'm talking about.
You got to find him now.
Yeah, everybody from D.C. that's listening is screaming his name as they listen to the podcast.
But he's a terrible owner. They've had problems. You know, they had an investigation, a year ago on sexual harassment.
Clinton Portis.
From Miami.
We know he went to Miami.
Yeah, exactly. But
right.
they got all kind of problems. And you remember the thing that happened, last season? In that old raggedy-ass stadium, what happened? When all the fans were trying to greet the guys going into the locker room, and then everything just caved in. Lawsuits like crazy. But that's Dan Snyder. He doesn't care about anything.
That was Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurt.
That's right.
Jalen Hurt almost had a whole human fall on him.
It's bad. That's it's a bad situation, and they play like they're bad, too.
I just love how he's snitching on all his 31 partners, like, out the blue. Like, you got to think somebody, like, the coach owner got to be like, is V don't keep my name?
That's gangster, dog.
It's gangster.
It's gangster.
It's gangster.
And that's a little cult. That's a little.
It's a cult.
Because everybody say, like, man, they all doing some shady stuff.
He's breaking the cult.
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Who would be the snitch in this group right here? Who would be the snitch?
Out of who? Me, you, and Rocky? Yo ass.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Hell no, dog. You don't pick a side.
You still got little man syndrome, bro. Right. It's bothering you, bro.
You tell on whoever taller.
Boy, that's the world. Screw you. That's the whole entire world. So I hate the world then. I hate you.
Let's get into
And now you showing me side boobs.
I'm an example, dog. He got you
that was good. That was good. I'm Sierra now. That's what you needed.
Griff got side boob with this bad boy. All right, man, so let's go to yeah and nay real fast, man. Golden State Warriors, man, they just gave extensions to Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins. We all know Jordan Poole got clocked recently by Draymond Green, teammate.
But he just got clocked by the Warriors with a bag, dog. You understand me? And then that goes back to us saying if the Warriors had to make a decision tomorrow, it looked like they made their decision out loud.
Come on, dog.
We're here for Poole. For
yes, sir.
Youth.
4 years, $140 million.
And Wiggins got a lick, too. Wiggins got 4 years, $109 million, and then took less. And you got to think, this Wiggins' second, third contract, this young man is eating from Toronto.
Come on, dog.
The funny thing about this three-minute drill, at least you're not talking about somebody's death and keeping it short and simple. Yay or nay, right? From last week, you know, when you talked about Coolio and you went crazy over.
Here we go. Living the past, dying the past, dog.
He calling you out this week, dog.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, dog. Want some more side?
Yay. Yay. We getting a yay. We getting
to shut you up. You want to get breastfed right now? Is that what you need?
I'm kind of drooling.
Him hungry.
Breastfeed him, Griff.
Him hungry.
And then burnt me.
Him hungry.
Breastfeed him, Griff, man.
Get off me, dog. Don't touch me. Don't touch me, dog. What's the next one, dog? Let me get out of here. I'm so violated, dog.
We can't even keep up. We can't even do nothing after that. No.
Yeah, right.
We got to make sure.
I'm hungry. You got to burp me. Nay, homie. How about that? Nay, homie. We'll see y'all the next episode.
I hate the homies. I'm Rock Teezy for Sheezy.
Man, make sure you tell people about us. Give us a 5-star review. Leave comments. That is the best. I am the first, homie, and I hate the homie, especially when they hungry, and him go, not nice.
He go, not nice.
I'm Super Dave, and I'm looking at that side breast. But guess what?
We don't care. It just got awkward. I'm leaving.
I'm out of here, dog. Man. Two fingers. Ray Duggar.
I hate the homies.
I Hate the Homies is an Urban One Incorporated and Reach Media production hosted by me, Griff, my man Rock T, and that idiot Super Dave. Follow I Hate the Homies on all social media at I Hate the Homies. Executive produced by Arlen Griff Griffin. That is moi. Senior Director of Podcast Operations, Sierra Reed. Supervisory Producer, Kobe Cole Tyner, and them 6-0 Eagles. We see you. Sales and Corporate Partnerships, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Digital Marketing, Walter Gaynor, J.R. Davis. Y'all lost to Washington. And Tim Hall. Thank you for listening to I Hate the Homies podcast. And please tell a friend to tell a friend.